Praise the Lord. Message number 5. The title of the message, The Rule of the Church Authority, Part 3. Let's open our Bible, the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 12 to verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go up this mountain in the Abarim range and see the land I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people, as your brother Aaron was. For when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes. These were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless this time. Anoint my lips and put word, and let your word be clear to your people. O God, I pray that you convey the message with the power of the Holy Spirit to your church and those who are willing to listen to your word and walk in your ways. Lord, we pray that the message will give help and enlightenment and wisdom and understanding and faith and healing and salvation and open more prospect for your people to know your will and walk in your will and walk in your ways. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We will continue today the series of For the Rule of the Church Authority. Here the point that we want to discuss here in this message is the appointment of a leader to succeed the previous leader after his death. We know that Moses led the people of God out of Egypt and delivered them from the hand and the power of Pharaoh, and he brought them to the border of the promised land. Here the Lord spoke to Moses that he will not be going to enter the promised land. He will be dying and gathered to his people. When God, as we have read, faced Moses with the above fact, the problem for Moses is not that he will not enter to the promised land, but his problem and his concern, who will lead the people after his death? And that is very important. There must be somebody to be his spear, so that he will put the people in the right track. People, they need a leader over them so that they will continue to walk in the ways of the Lord, and therefore the blessing of God will flow in their life. There is a real need for a capable leader to keep the system and everything that was prepared by God through Moses, and even here the church today. As the leader of the church will die, there must be a successor, somebody who is ready, prepared by the Lord, and the church know about it, to lead the church and to continue to do the vision and the mission that had been set by the previous leader, that had been set by the church, by the Lord, to the church through the leader to bring the people into the full promises of God. Therefore, Moses spoke to the Lord the following. How did Moses respond to that news? Let us read Book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 15 to 17. Moses said to the Lord, May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all mankind, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. Here, Moses understands the importance of having a leader. He has a full concern to the work of God and to the will of God. He knows that the people of God, they are sheep. sheep, they need somebody to bring them in from the pasture and to bring them out from the pen to the pasture, to lead them, to guide them, to feed them the right food, to shepherd them, to rebuke them, to correct them, to discipline them, to watch over them, to help them. And that is here the godly concern of Moses. That concern of Moses was a godly concern for the well-being of the whole community of God. Because there must be a leader after Moses who will act as a head spirit to lead the people and to govern, to audit, to coordinate and direct all what had been established by God through Moses. And here we are today. The role of the church authority is looking forward in the future. What is the future of the church? We need leaders, we need judges, we need officers to do the work, we need deacons, we need pastors, we need elders, we need people who do the spiritual work, and we need committed people who do the administrative work. In addition to all that, we need a leader who to succeed the present leader, so that the people of God, they will be led in the right way by God through the next leader whom the Lord will choose. What Moses concerned, and he proposed to the Lord answered him. The Lord answered Moses and granted his request, because that was his will as well. That was a godly request of Moses. Let us read Numbers. We'll continue to read Numbers chapter 27, verse 18 to 23. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decision for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in. Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord instructed through Moses. Here the choice fell on Joshua. God commanded Moses to call Joshua, to commission him, to lay hand on him in the presence of the priest and the whole community, to honor him, to give him part of his authority so that the people will obey him. And that's all the godly things. Moses was humble and he accepted to do this because he is a godly man. He is caring for the affair of the people of God after his death. Joshua will secure a leader like Joshua will secure that the people of God will continue to follow the decrees of the Lord. They will continue to follow the instruction of Moses, and they will continue to receive grace and favor and a blessing from the Lord. And that's here the importance. The humility of Moses enabled him to accept, while he is still alive, somebody will lead the people of God after his death. Why Joshua was chosen? Joshua was the one chosen by the Lord. He was Moses' AD. He is beside Moses. He always slept. He never left Moses. He knew everything, what is going on, what God speaks to Moses, all the details. All the things in the affair of the people in the church, that person, that Joshua, he know everything about it. He know the history. He was with Moses along the way. is a man of faith, as we know in Book of Numbers chapter 13 and 14. He is the one who gave a good report about the exploration of the land with Caleb. A man of faith whose heart was fully committed to God, to the Lord. So the Lord chose him. We can read also that in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 1-8 about the same issue when Moses asked the Lord for somebody to succeed him. That should be in the heart of the leader. Somebody should be after him so that he will lead the people and continue to do the work of God. The mission and the vision should continue in action. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 1-8. Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them. And you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Now Moses explained everything to the people that is going to die. And that is the truth. We have to face it. And we have to face it not with reaction but with the right action. And that is the role of church authority and church leadership. Explain to the people that God will cross ahead of you and he will do to you everything. He explained to them that Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, that he will be the leader instead of my place, as he told them, instead of Moses. And then after he commissioned the people and endorsed Joshua to them, he called Joshua and he encouraged him to be strong and courageous, and he told that he must go ahead and lead the people and take the land and divide it to them as their inheritance. And he told them that the Lord will go before and he will do that. So Moses prepared everything before he died. And that is his responsibility. He should be the one to do it. He do it because he is God-fearing man. He is concerned about the people of God and their future. Moses is the man who had the vision from God for the entire ministry. And he did everything as the Lord had commanded him. But there must be someone after Moses who will continue the vision of God for the people and bring them to the promised land and make them settle there. If Moses brought the people from Egypt and brought them to the edge of the promised land, but he did not appoint someone to lead them, he did not do right. Because there must be somebody to continue the work, and that is the responsibility of the church. The leadership should think about that. That promise of God to bring the people into the promised land, to a land full with
milk and honey will only be possible. That will only be possible if they live in God's work and be obedient to God and His command. How they can be obedient to God's word and command? There must be a leader. For that to achieve, there is a real need for a successive leader who should have the zeal and the commitment and the real love for God to achieve what the Lord had commanded in His word and revealed in vision to the previous leader who carried the vision of God. For the people to live in a prosperity, in a land full of milk and honey, there must be a committed leader who will continue what the previous leader has started, full of Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, full of faith. He has zeal and love to God to continue the mission. And we truly know Joshua did exactly what Moses had commanded him. What Moses did, Joshua continue in doing it. What Moses command, what God command through Moses, Joshua in the same way did it all. And that is here the importance of a successive leader. A one who is to be fully committed, so the blessing of God will flow in the life of His people. We will read about Joshua and what he did also after Moses he died. Joshua chapter 1, verse 10 to 18. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people while they were preparing to cross the Jordan. Now Moses is dead, but Joshua is doing the same as Moses is in prison. Go through the camp and tell the people, get your provision ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take the possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all of your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord give them rest as He has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you, as He was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. That's in Joshua chapter 1, verse 10 to 18. Joshua is reminding them that you need to do as Moses had commanded. And that is here the true successor. The true successor, he will continue faithfully to carry the vision that was entrusted to the previous leader who have the vision from the Lord, and he put the foundation. The successive leader here, as he obey the Lord and obey the instruction of the previous leader, the blessing of God will flow into the life of the people. So here we find that Joshua and the people, even in their battle strategy, they followed and put in action what Moses had recommended them to do. One of the important points here is the obedience of the successive leader and the obedience of the people in the following all the instruction of Moses, who had the clear vision from God of all what is going to take place. To obey this instruction of the ancestor leaders will bring God's blessing in people's life and give a smooth and safe way of living. The Israelites, as they obey all the instruction that Moses gave them, they found that all things fall in the right places, and God granted them a great victory and a big plunder with a prosperous future for them and for their children. So it is the responsibility of the leader to appoint a successive leader who would do everything after his death, and the responsibility of the successive leader, he will follow exactly what the previous leader has received from the Lord. So the blessing will flow, protection will be there, miracles will be there, God will fight the battles, as God will be pleased that the vision will continue and the mission will establish the thing that have not yet achieved. God will be happy with that, and more work of God will be manifested in people's life and living. In crossing the Jordan River, let's read Joshua chapter 4, verse 10 to 13. We will find that the Joshua and the Israelites followed the final instruction that God gave to his servant Moses as they were crossing the Jordan, as we can read here. Joshua chapter 4, verse 10 to 13. Now the priests who carried the ark remained standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything the Lord had commanded Joshua was done by the people, just as Moses had directed Joshua. So here, the whole community and Joshua was listening and following the instruction of Moses, who was already dead. The people hurried over, and as soon as all of them had crossed the ark of the Lord, and the priests came to the other side where the people washed, the men of Reuben, Gad, and the half of tribe of Manasseh crossed over ready for battle in front of the Israelites, as Moses had directed them. Even Moses dead, but his word, his instruction is alive in the people's life. They are obeying. About 40,000 armed for battle cross over before the Lord to the plains of Jericho for war. They were preparing to take up Jericho. The instruction, the strategy is all Moses. It's all God's word through Moses. Moses did to Joshua. Then, let us read also Joshua chapter 8. And verse 30 to verse 35. They took Jericho, they stumbled in Ai, but God gave them victory after they repented. Let us read Joshua chapter 8, verse 30 to 35. Then Joshua built on Mount Ebal on an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites. He built it according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones on which no iron tool had been used. On it they offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings there in the presence of the Israelites. Joshua wrote on the stone a copy of the law of Moses. These are all the instructions of Moses. They are the instructions of God through Moses to Joshua and to the whole community. All the Israelites with their elders, officials and judges were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing the Levitical priest who carried it, both the foreigners living among them and the native born were there. Half of the people stood in the front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in the front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formerly commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the foreigners who lived among them. We find here the teaching of Moses continue after his death. The successive leader is carrying the vision of God and achieve it to the next generation without doing his own, but doing what he had been fully instructed from the previous one. That full instruction from the Lord will pass to the next generation and bring a blessing in their life, as all the community will obey the teaching of the Lord. Here we find that Joshua and Israel, they read and follow the instructions of God that he gave to them through Moses. Moses did, but every now and then we find that Moses' name is mentioned, because through that person God had given the vision, his word, the revelation, the steps, how they will the people get blessed, people get settled, the people get their inheritance and receive the full promises of God. Let us read the following, which show clearly the obedience of Joshua and all the leaders to the instruction of God to them through Moses in dealing with the affairs of life, ministry, and how to deal with their enemies. Joshua chapter 11, verse 12 to 15. Joshua took all these royal cities and their kings and put them to the sword. He totally destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. That's in verse 12. All what the Israelites received from cities and kings and things, they destroyed them as Moses was commanded them. Yet Israel did not burn any of the city but on their mounds, except Hazor, which Joshua burned. The Israelites had carried off for themselves all the plunder and livestock of these cities, but all the people they put to the sword until they completely destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breath. Verse 15. As the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. This here very important here. A very important point. As the Lord commanded Moses, Moses commanded Joshua, the successor leader, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Let's go more and we'll read. Even in the distribution of the land as inheritance to the tribes of the Israelites, Joshua did exactly what Moses has commanded. Joshua chapter 11, verse 23. Let's read here. So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. Joshua even distributed the land according to Moses' instruction, as we can read also in the following verses. Joshua chapter 13, verse 15, and verse 24, and verse 29, and verse 23. Every tribe, Moses commands something, Joshua did it. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Reuben according to his clan. And you can read in the Bible after that. The territory of the land and the borders. Verse 24. This is what Moses had given to the tribes of God according to his plan, Joshua do it also. Verse 21, this is what Moses had given to the half tribe of Manasseh, that is to half the family of descendant of Manasseh according to his clans. Whatever Moses has commanded, as the Lord had commanded it, Joshua did it. Verse 32, this is the inheritance Moses had given when he was in the plains of Moab across the Jordan east to Jericho. Verse 33, but the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance as he promised them. So to every tribe, Moses had put his instruction about their inheritance. Joshua chapter 14 verse 5, so the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So here the instruction of God through Moses was not neglected, was followed carefully. And that is the secret of the blessing of the Lord had been passed to the next generation. Joshua chapter 20 verse 1 to 3, then the Lord said to Joshua, tell the Israelites to designate the city of refuge as I instructed through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person accidentally, unintentionally, may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood. Here we find God speaking to Joshua and is reminding him to do what he was instructed to do through Moses. Even now Moses is dead. So here even God is confirming his instruction to Moses and is reminding Joshua to do that completely. It seems that as if Joshua, he forget it or he just put it aside. The Lord is coming back and he told him, Joshua, Moses has told you that it is written also, so that you need to do it. Joshua chapter 21 verse 1 to 3, let us read here. Now the family heads of the Levites approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the other tribal families of Israel at Shiloh and Canaan, and said to them, the Lord commanded through Moses that you give us town to live in with pasture land for our livestock. So as the Lord had commanded, the Israelites gave the Levites the following towns and pasture lands out of their own inheritance. Here we find the Levites, they did not yet receive their towns and pasture lands. So they came and spoke to the priests and to the leaders of the tribes and to Joshua. They told them, God commanded through Moses. The word of Moses was valid, even his. And the others, they follow the instruction, because that will bring more peace and understanding and wisdom. Even here the Levites, they reminded the priest Joshua and the head of the other tribes of Israel about their rights of towns and pasture lands for livestock as God commanded through Moses. And the Israelites respond to their request. Joshua chapter 21 verse 8, so the Israelites alluded to the Levites these towns and their pasture land as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Joshua also, as he farewelled the eastern tribes, those whom they had requested Moses to stay at the east of the Jordan, but he told them, you have to cross, you help your brother, and then you come back. Let's read Joshua chapter 22 verse 4 to 8. Now that the Lord your God has given them rest as he promised, return to your homes in the land that Moses the servant of the Lord gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses the servant of the Lord gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to keep his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Then Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their homes. To the half tribe of Manasseh Moses had given land in Bashan, and to the other half of the tribe of Joshua gave land on the west side of the Jordan along with their fellow Israelites. When Joshua sent them at home, he blessed them, saying, "Return to your homes with your great wealth, with large herds of livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, and iron, and a great quantity of clothing, and divide the plunder from your enemies with your fellow Israelites." Here, Joshua reminded them to keep obeying all the commandments and the law of the Lord that Moses gave them, because that is the reason for all the blessing that they have received from the Lord. That was possible as long as they have kept the commandments of God alive in their life, so that the blessing of God in their lives, in the life of their children and their children's children, will continue to flow. We have read here they have got a lot of plunder and material blessing, and that had come because they had obeyed the Lord, because Joshua had obeyed the Lord and obeyed the instruction of Moses and passed it to them, and he audited and he watched clearly, watched over that the instruction that he received will be fulfilled, and that brought the blessings of God in there. That this is all the responsibility of the successive leader. In Joshua chapter 21 verse 1-8, Joshua chapter 23 verse 1-8, Joshua, his final farewell to the leaders, judges and officials, he also reminded them to obey all the teaching that they have received from the Lord through Moses. Let's read. After a long time has passed and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges and officials, and said to them, "I am very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nation that remained, the nation I conquered between the Jordan and Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord your God himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or to the left. Do not associate with this nation that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not give them, you must not serve them or bow down to them, but you are to hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have until now." Here, Joshua challenged all the leaders to obey all the law of God that they received from Moses and follow all his instruction, in order that his blessing and his grace will continue flow in their life. Here is the responsibility of the successor to obey fully. We find the same pattern here as Moses did, David also did. King David led the people of God in righteousness, and the Lord had promised him that after him he will put one of his descendants on the throne. Therefore, as he was old in age, the Lord enabled him to appoint his son Solomon. Now here we know that We know that Adonijah, he tried to become king, and truly he do it, and he brought Job and the other priests, and they anoint him to be a king. But then the Lord interfered and asked David, hear about it. Let us read 1 Kings chapter 1:32-35 and 38-40. Let us read what the king did as the Lord enabled him. King David say, calling Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada, when they came before the king, he said to them, take your Lord's servant with you, and set Solomon my son on my own mule, and take him down to Gihon. There have Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel. Blow the trumpet and shout, long live King Solomon. Then you are to go up with him, and he is to come and sit on my throne and reign in my place. I have appointed him ruler over Israel and Judah. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the Kerethites and the Pelethites went down and put Solomon on King David's mule and escorted him to Gihon. Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the sacred tent and anointed Solomon. Then they sounded the trumpet, and all the people shouted, long live King Solomon. And all the people went up after him, playing flutes and rejoicing greatly, so that the ground shook with the sound. Here we know that David was the one who received the vision from the Lord to build the temple of God. But the Lord told him, one of your successors, he will do it. And that is Solomon. Why the people rejoice here? Because the blessing of God will continue to flow, because there's a somebody. There's someone who will continue to discipline and correct the people in the way of the Lord. And that is the duty of the successor leader, the one who will follow the leader who have the vision. The Lord prospered the people of God the time of David. But David, as he died, he must be put someone God choose to continue to fulfill the vision of God. So David worked it out, and that is his rule, and that is his responsibility. And that's our response as a church, to secure there's a next leader after the leader of the vision. And not only that, David instructed Solomon what he needed to do. As Moses instructed Joshua, David also instructed Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon his son. I am about to go the way of the earth, he said. So be strong. Show yourself a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in his ways, and keep his decrees and his commands, his laws and his requirements, as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me. If your descendants watch how they live, and if they walk faithfully before me with all their hearts and soul, you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. He is telling him, you obey God, and be careful to discipline the people. If you do that, the Lord would be happy. If you do that and follow all the teaching of Moses and the instruction of Moses, the Lord will be very happy. And then we will have after you somebody will sit on the throne and rule the people, and the blessing of God will go also to them. And that's very important instruction of David to Solomon. He's telling him, if you do it well, God will bless you with someone who will sit on the throne, and he will lead the people, and the blessing of God will flow in their life. And here we are as a church. As a church, we have a leader, we have the councils, we have the pastors who will lead. And in this church is the church overseer, who will oversee all the work and coordinate all the work with all different congregations, ministries and churches. Now, the responsibility here of the church to keep the blessing of God to the next generation. And here, there must be a successive leader who will take the position of the church overseer, so that after the death of the present church overseer, the church will continue to function with the same capacity and effectiveness, and the blessing of God will flow. The evangelism will flow, will continue. The discipleship will continue. The God's miracle and power and Holy Spirit work will continue. And the blessing of God will flow in the people's life. I daily pray, Lord, don't take me unless you prepare someone who will continue to lead the people. As you give vision to us, to the church, and you give us mission and commission us to go and make disciples, I pray, Lord, that you give someone, you raise up someone who will, like Joshua, who will do everything like Solomon. He will continue to do your work and your will, and your blessing will flow. We as a church, we need to pray for that, and we need to discern who is the person who is fit, whom God would call to do that work, and we need to commission him while we are still alive to continue to do the work of God. And we need to equip him, we need to honor him before the people, give him part of our authority, so that he will continue to lead the people and do the work of God and obey the Lord, and his blessing will flow in his life, in the life of the people of God, the next generation, and their children, and their children. Let's hear the message. As all of us, we have spoke the word of God here, it touches us all. We are all involved. We are all part of it. Every one of you need to do his part. Let us kneel down and ask the Lord. Lord, as you had to bless your church with all the blessing, we pray, Lord, that you continue the work of yours in our life, life of all the leaders and congregation and the churches. And here we are today, we show your faithfulness to you, Lord. And we ask you, O God, you raise up someone after your own heart also, Lord, that we would descend and we'll appoint, that he will continue to do your work and your will, and he will take the position of the church overseer. Lord, in the future, O God, after my death, raise up a person while I am still alive, that he will be appointed as a church overseer to continue to do your work and your will. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. Lord, take the message with the Holy Spirit and keep it alive and protect it, and let it reach the ears of your people to hear this teaching and to follow your ways, and let the one whom you call to succeed me as the church overseer hear it and follow your ways. Lord, We thank you and we praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.